This is Caps PA announcer Wes Johnson, and you're listening to Hold the Pod.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to What the Puck. It is a Washington Capitals podcast where we talk anything and everything Washington Capitals, even on a bye week. Can you believe that? The NHL is putting bye weeks into their league. We are going a full week, 6 days, really. Not really a full week, but close enough, without any Caps hockey. I don't know about you guys. I am already going nuts. Don't know what to do with myself. Is this what, like, normal people do during the week? Is, like, you know, watch, like, Law and Order and crap like that? I don't know. But I miss my Caps hockey. We got to go a couple more days without it. Getting me through all this, he's a coach, he's a therapist. Coach Dan, what's going on, man?
Not too much. How you doing?
Are you hanging out in Miami with Ovi? Is that why you got shades on?
I'm wearing two pairs. That's how bored I am without Caps hockey. I'm wearing two pairs of sunglasses.
We're going to weekend at Burning It.
This is great for an audio medium, let me tell you.
I know. This is great. Let's have Ovi, Kuzi, and you doing Weekend at Bernie's for this.
As long as it's not Burakovsky and getting himself kidnapped.
now we really got to worry about this kid. He needs some guidance. What's going on
with
this kid?
Let's start off with that, where Burakovsky was he going to Top Golf, or is he going from Top Golf?
I think from.
And he got into a car thinking it was his Uber, and it might have been two, because they drove him there, I want to say. Either way, he was either going to or from Top Golf, and thought a car was his Uber, and it was, like, two other guys, I guess. And I guess it must have been like, oh, sorry, wrong car. And they're like, well, where do you want to go? And they just drove him. And it's good that these were, like, nice guys.
Yeah, do you think they recognized him right off the bat? Like, oh, you're Andrei Burakovsky. Or do you think it was kind of like,
no.
Dude, what's going on?
See, that's the thing about hockey, is it's so much harder to some extent for star players to be recognizable, because you're playing the game, provided you're not fighting or doesn't get knocked off with a helmet on. And so it's hard for anyone to actually see you. And so I think that's, like, part of the reason why during warmups you see players that are wearing helmets and some are not, because they're star players and that teams want fans to see them, be like, oh, that's so-and-so, there's Backstrom, there's Ovechkin, that kind of thing. But this was pretty dumb on his part, and I honestly wonder if he's a male ditz. Like, don't you have to look for the sticker to be like, oh, that's my car?
I've gotten into Ubers before that did not have that Uber sticker.
I have been in one. What? Really? That, how did you know it was the right car then?
I know cars. You know, it was the only Hyundai Sonata at the at the bar.
That is a fair point.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but what if you don't know cars? Then you don't know which one is a Hyundai Sonata.
Well, then you're just stupid.
Well, there is that.
Yeah.
there is certainly that. Then you're just Andrei Burakovsky.
Yeah.
But I'm glad he can kidnap, because that kid's had enough problems lately. What with him breaking his hand and all.
Yeah, so this happened earlier this week. Andrei Burakovsky going to miss significant time is what we're hearing.
4 to 6 weeks.
Do we know officially it's a broken hand?
They're being sketchy about it, as they always are, but it seems like it's a broken hand. I believe Brooks Orpik came out and said a broken hand at one point. And so it's unfortunate if that's what happened. We don't know how severe, if there is a severity for broken hands. I don't know. But yeah, that's probably not good.
And I mean,
he done broke it.
All right, so let's say 4 to 6 weeks. Let's just eyeball it. That's kind of tail end of March, I want to say, maybe mid-March. Burakovsky, he sat for a little bit the beginning of this season because he wasn't doing well. He was kind of on a roll right now. What is this going to do to his production? Is this something we're going to have to worry about, you know, come playoffs, because he took some time off? Is it a good thing? Is it a bad thing? It's happened at this point in time, because the Caps have been relatively healthy, and this guy has been known to be kind of streaky and do well and then kind of fade off. Is this going to ultimately hurt or help the Caps that he's getting this time off?
That's a good question. I mean, I think it helps to some extent because he gets a chance to rest. It's just unfortunate that it is a result of a broken part of his body, as opposed to just this stupid week off that they're having right now. So it's definitely a problem, and I feel like it's bad also because the third line was on a roll.
Yeah, they were doing amazing.
For him to go out is it's just bad timing for them to be at such a streak that they are, but these things happen, and good teams are able to respond. And we saw that where it was the Detroit game he got hurt in, right?
That was Thursday, yes.
And so he got hurt in the Detroit game. I think it was, what, in the first period? And then in Anaheim, not in Anaheim, but against Anaheim in D.C., the third line, they throw Zach Sanford in there, and the third line just keeps killing it. So it definitely seems like this team is, you know, knock on wood, they're going to be okay without Burakovsky for the rest, well, at least, if you're saying 4 weeks, you're going into the first, second week of March, if not the middle of March, by the time Burakovsky's back. So you've got some time for him to come back and get his skates back under him before the playoffs start, but it's definitely not good in the end. And you never, I mean, whenever you break something, whenever you hurt something, you're never as healthy as you were beforehand. It's always a little weaker. So there's
right.
There's some, you know, there's always some concern there for the future, but hopefully this is just that one time thing. He was blocking a shot and it does nothing big like that happens again.
Yeah, so we're hoping mid-March he can get a couple games in under his belt before the postseason happens. Now let me play devil's advocate here a little bit. Let me throw you a question.
Oh, God.
I think I know the answer, but I'm going to ask it to you anyway, all right? Because this is a podcast and that's what we do.
Oh, is it?
Let's say, hypothetically, okay. Zach Samford is on fire, doing great. Andre Burakovsky gets better. He is cleared to return to the ice. What do you do? Do you keep Zach Sanford in because he's doing well and he's scoring lots of goals? Or do you let Andre Burakovsky come back in, get some games before the postseason under his belt, thinking that that's the guy you're going to go with in the postseason?
I think that you bench Alex Ovechkin. No, I think that they're actually going to – he's like, what'd I do? No, I think they're actually – if Sanford's on fire and the team's playing well, I think they ride the hot hand until it's not anymore and they stick with Sanford and Burakovsky finds himself up in the press box.
You had to say hot hand with Andre Burakovsky breaking his hand. That's just rude, man.
It was unintentional, but it worked out nicely.
All right, so besides –
speaking of Sanford, though, we have to give him congratulations. Scored his first NHL goal in the game winner over Anaheim.
Congrats to him. Anaheim.
Not the prettiest goal.
Hey, doesn't have to be pretty. Winning's winning.
Probably should have been saved. But I'll take it.
But it wasn't. Wasn't saved at all. Now, the Caps have been looking fantastic this past week. They've been looking great since 2017. I mean, I think I read earlier this week that the Caps are only 4 points behind where they were at this point last year. So the Caps seem to be riding that regular season wave like they always do. But this team loves to score, and that is evident with the last couple games. Every single one they've had, except for Montreal, has been 5 or 6 goal games.
How does someone find those statistics that they're 4 points ahead or behind of where they were last year? I never know where to go to find that. I'd like to find those stats. Someone tell me where you find that stuff. They've gone 11 games at home in a row, 5 or more goals. They have scored 5 or more goals at home since January 3rd, which is ridiculous. They're on a – hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 game winning streak going back into – have they lost it all in February?
No.
Brandon, I hit the wrong button. I went back too far.
What a jerk. They have not lost in February.
That's annoying. So when's that Holpe coming out? Sorry, I saw that on the main screen.
That's in March. End of
They haven't lost in February in the 6 games that they have played. The team is on fire right now. I mean, they're the top team in the NHL. They're 4 points ahead of the second closest team in the NHL, that being – Bruce Boudreau's Minnesota Wild.
Yeah, but we know they're not getting out of the first round. It's Bruce.
Yeah, it's the Boudreau effect. They always do really well,
but
and
we really
struggle.
The Caps really can't talk much about that, though.
But where do you think the Boudreau thing started? The next closest team in the East is Columbus, who are 7 points back. So the Caps are certainly on fire. I'm still a little concerned that they're peaking a bit too early.
How do you level that out? How do you? Because last year we saw what happened. After that blizzard, the All-Star break, they were like, we're getting in the playoffs, we're fine, we'll wake up then. How do we make sure that doesn't happen again this year? Because that's my biggest worry as well.
Take them out back. No, I'm just kidding.
And Old Yeller them? That's terrible.
I mean, just one. You send a message. You take out one
just,
dude.
Just one.
It sends a message to the rest. Don't screw this up, or this is what will happen to you. All right, so Brandon, who are they taking out? That's the thing.
Yeah, I don't know.
Burakovsky before he takes himself out by getting into the wrong car?
I don't know who you take out. Everyone's so good. I mean, even a guy like Orlov, who I've given a lot of crap to, has looked great in 2017. Taylor Chorney, that guy gets paid a lot.
Actually, you know what? You just recall someone and then take him out.
Okay. Though
that probably won't have the same effect. Okay, we've gotten really weird, like, off tangent here.
You have. I'm blaming you for this.
I apologize. Well, you know, what are you going to do? I mean, the whole thing, this bye week, I feel like, is the biggest concern right now.
Yeah, because we've seen what happens when they get a week off.
Last year.
Yeah. I'm 100% with you
there. No, that was unscheduled. So it's this. The difference here is that these guys have, like, vacation plans and they're going somewhere. For the guys who had, like, an all-star break, too, they had, like, a double vacation.
Sort of, yeah. But here's the thing, though. Like,
Backstrom and Green went off at the all-star break, and they're hanging out with – was it Backstrom and Green? There was, like, an Instagram picture of them hanging out with each other's families. And then now the guys are all going away, as opposed to last year. They were stuck in their homes. Ovechkin was getting interviewed on the news at a gas station filling up so that he could have a snowblower work or whatever that thing was.
And that's where he got injured. That's where he got injured. No. Remember, he hurt his back shoveling during that storm and was never the same.
That's not true.
100% true. I'm telling you, that is that.
I don't remember that.
That's why he got pulled from the All-Star game, because he hurt his back shoveling.
No, it wasn't him. It was his brother or his friend who was, like, snowblowing.
You'd think Ovi has a guy.
They're filling out gas when the lady who was just doing the news bit was like, "Let me go talk to these." Holy crap! That's Ovechkin.
Right now, the Winnicks, the Oshis, and the Alzners are all partying together at Atlantis. That's where they're at.
Oh, wow. Those are some interesting photos. Oh, everybody, please behave yourselves.
Ovi and his wife are in Florida. Orlov's skiing somewhere.
Dmitry, it's already cold here. Today was insane.
It has been cold. Last week it was 70 degrees. I was wearing shorts. Next day I'm in, you know, mittens and galoshes.
Yeah, really, it'd be great if this weather could decide just what the hell it is. Just pick one. Like, if you're going to be cold, fine, do it. Just stick with it. It's ridiculous. But the Caps, I feel this one is different than last year's, because last year's was, you know, not exactly unexpected overall because we have weather predictions, but it was unexpected from the beginning. Whereas players now are going on vacations. They're actually resting their bodies, getting their minds refocused for when they come back. It's a little different, but it still has me concerned because we see how this team does after a bit of a break. And their three games once they get back from the break are all out of town.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They go to Detroit, they go to New York, and then they go to Philly. Now, my guess is between New York and Philly, they'll come home.
Sure, yeah.
Absolutely. In fact, that Rangers game is at 12:30, so they'll probably be home late that afternoon, early evening, and then they can just like head up to Philly and then probably come back that night before another home game. So
you can probably take the train up to Philly for that one.
Yeah, so it's not the worst thing in the world, but it's still kind of a problem. So I guess it's better than going into this thing playing really well than playing poorly, but I still have my concerns. And it really, those next four or five games after the break are going to be very telling.
Yeah, absolutely, because these games, these are some big opponents. I mean, Philadelphia, Rangers, there's a good chance you meet one of them, potentially both in the postseason. Detroit.
Right now, aren't they slated to go up against the Rangers?
I thought it was Philadelphia first round. I'm not
100% sure. I haven't looked for a couple of days, so I have to look.
Hold on. Yeah, this is.
I think right now they're scheduled to go up against the Rangers. Wait, yeah. Because Toronto is in the other division, so they'll take on Montreal. Oh, that'd be a good one. Toronto, Montreal.
Yeah, that would definitely be a good one.
Right now, you'd see this is so stupid because so many things can happen. I mean, Toronto's tied with Philly, but they have the tiebreaker. You have Washington and New York. Oh, geez, Columbus and Pittsburgh, Montreal and Toronto, Ottawa, Boston. I also see Ottawa, Toronto, and Montreal, Boston. Screw Philly, screw the Islanders. Florida looks like a stupid logo. And am I saying this correctly that Detroit is last in the East?
That's what it says, yeah.
Am I crazy? What the hell happened in Detroit?
54, but if you look, all these numbers are pretty close to each other. I mean, Toronto is sitting at 61 points right now, so there's a good chance you could see Florida, you could see Tampa. Tampa Bay could get up there, even the Devils. Like, nobody's eliminated Buffalo. Right now.
I mean, you're talking about between the last wild card spot and the 10th spot in the East. No, 10th spot in the wild card, sorry, is a difference of, what is that, 7 points. So we're looking at 3.5 games. That's not that many.
No, not at all.
I mean, the East, Washington and Columbus and Pittsburgh to some extent are running away with it.
Sure. And
kind of the Rangers. Washington, Columbus, Pittsburgh, and the Rangers will all be on top of the Atlantic points-wise right now. That's a little ridiculous. But they're kind of running away with it a little bit. Montreal, 6 points up on Ottawa for first in the Atlantic. But the East is really wide open. I mean, anything could happen at this point. You need one team to go on a hot streak, and it completely changes things.
Yeah, absolutely it could. So, and, I mean, for the Capitals to beat Anaheim on the 11th, the day before their bye week, it was pretty impressive to me because you saw what happened. They kind of gave up after 20 minutes, and they were like, all right, we got this one in the bag. We're going on vacation. And then Anaheim came back. They didn't call it quits. The Capitals were able to still come back and beat them. So, I mean, that shows that these guys are playing a full 60-minute game. They're playing four lines deep. They're doing,
not that one.
They're doing everything right, as they should.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. I was listening to Alan May on the Grant and Danny show on 106.7 The Fan, and he was talking about how this is the first team he's seen the Capitals have had where they legitimately have four lines that they can roll. And each one of these lines, with maybe exception of the fourth line, but even to some extent the fourth line, can bring something offensively to the table while playing fantastic defense. And this is a team right now that is just rolling all the way through their lineup. And it is, when you're looking at it, where there may be a situation where you have a player like Andrei Burakovsky, if he comes back healthy, he may not be able to get back into that lineup if this team continues to play well. And so I think this is, but we've seen this kind of team before. We need to see them do this in the playoffs. That's the biggest thing, right?
There's a giant.
Can they do it in the playoffs?
We talked about it at the beginning of the season. There's a giant monkey / penguin on their back, and there's no way to cure that until May. You know, that's always going to be. They look great. Like, every person I talk to, Caps look great this year, but they always look great. And then in the playoffs, they become a different team.
Capitals, number one in the league in goals against at 121, 8 less than second place Minnesota. Winnipeg giving up 185 goals. That's not good. I mean, in the goal differential, the Capitals are a plus 71.
That's amazing.
The next team, Minnesota, is only a plus 58, which is still fantastic. But holy crap. I mean, this team, it's not even that their offense is good. Their defense is also doing exceptional. In the past, we saw teams, especially in the Boudreau era, where their offense was ridiculous and defense was okay. It was not bad. You know, they had their moments. They had some good goaltending, but right now, I mean, this team is on fire. You look at Colorado, they are a minus 74 in goal differential. That is not so good. Capitals have almost scored double the amount of goals. They're at 192, one behind the Penguins. Colorado is at 107. Luna wants to get – see, Luna's upset about Colorado and the way they're playing. She's like, why are they doing so bad?
Yeah.
The dog is getting involved in the podcast.
So with this bye week, the Capitals can kind of rest up. They can refocus their minds. They can talk with their wives and loved ones, and they can do what they got to do. But, I mean, it's hard to say anything bad about them right now. Since 2017, since the new year, they've just been on a roll. They haven't lost at all in February. You know, we're 13 days in, almost halfway through the month. So, I mean,
they're not going to lose, and there's no chance of them losing throughout over half the month now.
Yeah.
Thanks to the bye week.
And,
I butchered that sentence.
But they do have a big test. They have the Rangers twice in the span of 2 weeks when they're back. And I don't think they've played the Rangers at all yet this year. Have they? I don't believe they have. And
they have, haven't they? They have them twice this month, both in New York. What kind of BS is that? Haven't they played them already? Or do they play them? They have to have. Cause
Capitals Hill showed back up recently, and we shared their picture of who the Caps have won against. I'm trying to pick that up on our Facebook page. Here it is. One loss to the Rangers so far. So they have three games left, two in the span of 2 weeks. That's going to be a
back
big
in October,
tell.
The beginning of the season when they were struggling a bit. It was one, two, three, four, fifth game of the season. They were lost to Pittsburgh in the shootout, beat the Islanders, beat Colorado, beat Florida. All right, so they were what? They were 2-2-1 at that point. No, 3-1-1. All right, that's actually not that bad. But yeah, screw the Rangers.
And they have not faced Minnesota, Nashville, or Arizona yet this year.
Oh no, they haven't played Arizona.
Yeah, we know the potential of that Stanley Cup Finals match.
Oh, right, are they gonna have a team at that point?
We'll see. But yeah, Burakovsky. What's that?
I was looking to see if Arizona's actually any good this year. Nope. Second to last in the league in points. They suck.
So really the only thing we have to worry about is Burakovsky and his hand, but Zach Sanford seems to be doing everything.
I don't think
he
it's
has
just
to.
His hand we have to worry about with Burakovsky. Somebody needs to like make sure he gets to – he may be driving to Kettler one day, and he'll end up at the old Piney Orchard rink.
Let's have Tom Wilson just take care of him.
How did I end out here in Anne Arundel County? I think Piney Orchard's
here. I don't know. Anything else we should cover in Caps World?
We got a couple of things. Let's start with the Caps, as they have partnered with You Can Play, an organization dedicated to ensuring equality, respect, and safety for all athletes, coaches, and fans without regard to sexual orientation and gender identity. Now, select players will wear rainbow-colored pride tape at practice. I don't know if you saw this. I'm totally blanking on his name right now. Joel Ward out there in San Jose was wearing or had this tape on his stick. I think that was for a game. While Holpe will wear an equality-themed mask, actually the Capitals just posted it recently. I retweeted it from my Twitter page at WTP Coach Dan. An equality-themed mask during their game on February 24th against Edmonton, which is a Capitals Hockey is for Everyone night. Holpe is the team's You Can Play ambassador, which I actually thought was very cool.
This is a big deal to him. He was also in the Pride Parade in D.C. this past year, correct?
Yes, he was. Yeah. Yes, he was.
And the Caps sold out of their Rainbow Capitals logo shirt within a couple hours, and like it's unheard of to hear a hockey team sell out of a t-shirt in the middle of the summer.
That's in the U.S.?
Like, yeah, and for it not to be in season. So, I mean, that's a pretty big deal.
Wait, I'm trying to see if I can actually buy one of these Hockey is for Everyone shirts. Wait. Oh, it's the Caps logo, but it's rainbow color. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, the Caps did it the summer, and it was red. I think this shirt and the NHL thing is gray.
Yeah, it's gray. And it just has the Caps logo. I might get that. I kind of like that. Anyways, in other You Can Play news at this point, I'm sure you saw this thing. Fatima Al-Ali is a player on the United Arab Emirates women's national hockey team. She got to drop the first puck at the Caps win over Detroit. Now, Ali met Capital Great Peter Bondra at a hockey clinic in Abu Dhabi in November. And I guess Bondra was so amazed by her puck handling skills, he actually took a video of her and put it on Twitter. And the team partnered with Etihad Airways, which I'm sure you see all over, or Etihad Airways, all over the Verizon Center. They invited her to come to D.C. So she got to go to a practice. She met the team. She got to go to a game. I mean, she was all over the place. So this is a very cool thing that the team did. And so that was very cool for them to do in terms of the You Can Play and making sure that everyone has an opportunity to play hockey wherever they are, whoever they are.
She got one awesome selfie.
What are you talking about? Which one?
She dropped
pictures all over the place.
She dropped the puck, turned around with her phone, and selfied it from center ice.
Of course she did.
It was a great
everyone,
one.
A grumpy old hockey fan, like, damn millennials.
with their snap tweets and with their, face space.
Yeah. How dare they face space, my lord. That's like something from Family Guy.
Even that's really old since MySpace doesn't exist anymore.
Didn't we talk about this a little while ago?
I'm sure we have.
Probably.
We talk about a lot of stuff.
That's true. We do tend to go off topic from time to time.
What else we got?
That's pretty much it at Caps World right now. I mean, they're on a roll. We got a week off. They don't play again until Saturday. at a weird time. I mean, it's weird. 2 o'clock.
Two in the afternoon.
It's in Detroit. It's in Detroit, so that makes sense, but it's still weird.
All right. Well, I think that's pretty much it for the, not the show this week, but this segment. We're going to go down on the farm and around the NHL. But before we do that, here's a quick word from the Baltimore Sports Report Network.
What the Puck? What the Puck? Is a member of the Baltimore Sports Report Network. Find more podcasts like this at BaltimoreSportsReport.com.
This is Barry Trotz. You're listening to What the Puck.
All right, here we go. We are going down on the farm. We are talking Hershey Bears and South Carolina Stingrays, who visited Kettler last week. That was pretty cool to see the Stingrays hanging out with OV and those guys. But to tell us all about everything else going on, Coach Dan, what's going on down on the farm?
Well, in the past week and a few, Hershey went 4-1-1 with wins over Binghamton, two of them over St. John's, and a win over Hartford. The Bears still sit fifth in the Atlantic with a record of 25-14-11, good for 61 points, 5 points behind second place Lehigh Valley, and 14 back of first place Wilkes-Barre Scranton. Wilkes-Barre might be running away with this one just a little bit. The Bears play next with 3 away games over the weekend, starting on Friday and Saturday in Providence and Sunday afternoon in Bridgeport. Every time I say Providence, I think of the movie
Departed.
Yeah, The Departed, because he says somebody, these guys are from Providence.
My keen detective skills tell me these men are from Providence. I love that
movie. We're going to head down to South Carolina in a different accent, where the Stingrays went 3-3 with wins over Manchester, Reading, or Reading. I don't care. They're not our affiliate anymore.
Reading.
Reading is fundamental. And Orlando. They're currently third in the South Division with a record of 26-20-3, good for 55 points, 14 back of first place Florida. Speaking of teams that are running away with it, everybody is apparently just leading these divisions by a bajillion points. They play their next 4 games at the North Charleston Coliseum, starting Tuesday against Atlanta, Friday and Saturday are against Manchester, and Sunday they're against Adirondack. That's what's going on down on the farm.
All right, plenty of stuff going on with the Bears and the Stingrays. Bears gave out some pretty cool baseball caps over the weekend. Did not get one. Didn't go to the game. Wish I was there. Seemed like fun. But
got to go to a Bears game.
I know. You really do. You really do.
Wait, how do I see what the hats look like? No, I don't, because I have bad luck.
Go to their Facebook page. That's what you do. I can't wear hats because I have a giant head, and they won't fit.
Yeah, I have a big head, too.
True story. You know how like fitted caps go up to like an 8.5? Still too small for my giant head. But anyway, enough about that. Now let's go around the NHL. All right, everybody, here we go. We are going around the NHL. Plenty of stuff to talk about. Somebody's been hurt. Somebody's been suspended. It's not just a bye week for everybody, just for the Caps. Coach Dan, what's going on around the NHL?
Well, unfortunately, we have to start on a somber note as Detroit Red Wings owner Mike Ilitch passed away on Friday at the age of 87. Ilitch is credited with rejuvenizing parts of downtown Detroit. Boston fired longtime head coach Claude Julien, appointing former Capitals head coach and napkin note writer Bruce Cassidy to be the interim head coach. Good luck with that. Although I believe they're 3-0 since he started, so maybe I'll have to eat my words, but that guy's a moron. Congrats to Rangers goalie Henrik Lundqvist for getting his 400th win the other day. That's the only nice thing I'll say about you ever, you puck-saving. Keith Yandel was fined $2,000 for diving / embellishment. He's a cheater. Things are getting more interesting in Arizona, where the team came out. Did I say Arizona?
I think you did.
That's a place. That's what I'm calling it now. The team came out and denied a report in the Glendale Star that the team is looking at arenas in Portland and Seattle. Apparently, their deal the team had with Arizona State University fell through because the university pulled out of it. So that's a problem. And Arizona may no longer have a team soon. Former Dallas Star Yuri Lehtinen will have his number 26 retired by the team next season. Lehtinen played 14 seasons in Dallas. And finally, forward Martin Havlat announced his retirement last Wednesday. Havlat played 14 seasons in the NHL with Ottawa, Chicago, Minnesota. I can't know if I can do them all in accents because I don't know the rest of them. San Jose, New Jersey, and St. Louis.
Yeah, I don't know about St.
Louis. That's the news from the – I don't know what their accent is, but that's the news for the past week in the NHL.
All right, I got two things I got to bring up NHL-wise. First off, not the NHL, but still cool, the last trailer for Goon, Last of the Enforcers.
Oh, I didn't see it.
Was released. This movie looks like it is going to be hilarious. I can't wait to go see it. And it's there's a lockout, shocker, and a bunch of new players are brought to the Halifax Highlanders. And Doug the Thug Glatt is sidelined, and he's got a baby and a wife and everything to take care of. So he becomes an insurance salesman, and then something happens, and he's brought back onto the ice to throw some punches. So I'm excited this comes out next month. I hope somebody around Baltimore is showing this movie. Comes out March 17th, so definitely be on the lookout for Goon, Last of the Enforcers. If you haven't seen the first one, do yourself a favor, go over to Netflix and watch it now, because the movie is hilarious. Some strong language. If you have kids, don't let them watch it. But if if you're an adult, it is great. I love it. And I mean, I love Slapshot. I love the Mighty Ducks. I love hockey movies. This one's up there as an instant classic for me. I love the Goon movie.
I saw it once. It was okay. Isn't this one directed by Jay Baruchel?
He wrote it. I don't know if he directed it. I know he wrote it.
Okay. He was in there somewhere.
And let me also bring this up. On February 8th, so just a couple days ago, February 8th, just a couple days ago, marked the 1 year mark until the Winter Olympics.
Done. 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 Done.
It feels like
how it starts.
It feels
da,
like
da, da. No, you keep going.
It feels as if Sochi just was a couple years ago, but funny enough, the first men's hockey game was a year ago as we were recording this today. Said so on my Time Hop app. But let me ask you, do you think we're going to see NHL players in South Korea next year?
Yep.
You really think so? Like, there's been a lot of talk about them not going. What makes you say, yeah, they're going to be there?
There was a lot of talk last time. Because the players want to go. And if the big-name players say, I want to go, the NHL is going to cave.
Now, given the fact we don't know what the team is going to look like next year since we're going to be Oshie-less, what players do you think will be going to the Olympics next
year? I don't
think
you're going to sneak that nonsense through, Brandon. I caught that.
Who do you think from the Caps is going to represent?
He's not. She's got to be there. I hate you.
Carlson and him can be teammates once again at the Olympics.
Shut up. Not listening. Not listening. Backstrom is going to be with Sweden. Ovechkin is going to be with Russia. Kuznetsov's with Russia. Oshie with the Capitals.
Kuznetsov got snubbed last time around.
He's not getting snubbed this time.
Okay.
No. Johansson with Sweden. Justin Williams will be hanging out watching the game from his house. Niskanen, maybe. Burakovsky, maybe. I love Burakovsky's maybe. Carlson, yes. Orlov, yes. Beagle also will be on his couch. Eller, where the hell is Eller from again?
I don't know.
He's from Denmark? Oh, he'll be there probably, because I don't know who they got on their team. Brett Connolly, couch. Winnick, couch. Nate Schmidt, probably the bar. Tom Wilson, club. Orpik, I'm going to say no.
You think no on Orpik, really?
Yeah, I think he's getting older. Alsner, or I mean, it's a long flight from Vegas to wherever. Alsner, nobody caught that. There you go. No, they're not going to take him. He's stupid. That's stupid. Alsner, I'm surprised he doesn't get more of a conversation for playing for Team Canada. But nope. Chorney, nope. Sanford, no. Grubauer, yes. With Joymany.
Yeah, he was the one of the goalies for Team Europe in the World Cup this year.
Yeah, Germany. And Holpe, yes, he'll be the backup for Canada.
You think he's the backup?
Yeah, I think they're going to go with Carey Price.
Okay, interesting. All right.
I think it's him versus Price.
All right, we'll see what happens. I'm
completely speculating, but that's my guess.
Now, what about Austin Matthews? Do you think he's going to make the team?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, now the U.S. has not fared very well in the Olympics the last couple of years.
It's going to be Austin Matthews, Eichel, and someone else on a line together.
All right. I'm intrigued to see what the U.S. team looks like because I think there are a lot of young players that have come through the draft that will be representing the U.S. I think Austin Matthews is definitely going to be one of them. And Sochi ended very poorly for the U.S. I don't even think they medaled at all. So.
No, they came fourth. They choked.
So badly.
And then the freaking you know what? I'm just going to get mad about this whole Backstrom thing. It's just going to piss me off.
Right. Yeah, he got suspended. I forgot about that.
Oh, USA Today is predicting. When did they put this out? Back in September, they did a projecting Team USA's roster for the 2018 Olympics. Brandon, are you ready?
All right, let's hear it.
Centers. Oh, I was stupid a second ago. Centers. Austin Matthews, Jack Eichel, Tyler Johnson, Vincent Trocheck. Really? Vincent Trocheck? That's an interesting one. And Ryan Kesler. Left wing, you'll have Johnny Gaudreau, Max Pacioretty, Brandon Saad, and Dylan Larkin. Right wing, your boy Patrick Kane. Anybody, any cab drivers over there better be careful. Phil Kessel, boo. Joe Pavelski and TJ Oshie. And on defense, Ryan Sutter, Seth Jones, Ryan McDonough, John Carlson, Justin Falk, Noah Hannafin, Shane Gostisbehere, and Jacob Trouba. And in goal, Jonathan Quick, if he's healthy, John Gibson, and Connor Hellebuyck. Interesting. I'd be okay with that.
That sounds like a solid team.
It'll be Quick starting with Gibson probably as the backup, but Hellebuyck maybe will surprise some people by then, or someone else coming out of nowhere. But yeah, so that's not bad. I don't know if they're going to win it, but it's not bad. Luna, nobody asked you. Luna's not very confident in the team right now.
Yeah, it's all right, Luna. We'll get there.
What is it going to be? Matthews, Gaudreau. Yeah, Matthews, Johnny Hockey, and Patrick Kane as a line.
Okay.
Might not be half bad. Eichel, Pacioretty, and Kessel. Pavelski, Saad, Trocheck. What? Kessler. Wait. Oh, Larkin and. Oh, no, wait. Hold on. Some of this doesn't make sense. But that doesn't matter because you know what? That's actually a pretty good team. I'll take that. But here's a better question, Brandon. How crappy are the jerseys going to be?
Oh, is it Adidas? Or do you know who's making it this year?
I have no idea.
All right. I'm intrigued. I will be, you know, if they do another reveal, I'll go and hang out at Kettler again, like I did last August. Hopefully they're better than the Sochi ones. You know, they were.
That was pretty garbage.
Not great.
They had some struggles.
Yeah, let's just say that. Not great. Finland usually always has a really nice looking jersey.
I'm in Sweden. Yeah. Always very classy.
Yeah. All right. So is that it for the show this week?
Yeah, I think so.
Have we rambled on enough about stuff that doesn't relate to the Caps?
Yeah, we do that really well.
All right, guys, if you want to continue the conversation with Coach Dan or I, you can. It's real easy. All you have to do is tweet to either one of us. You can tweet to me at Brando Cash. Coach Dan, where can people tweet to you at?
After the way this podcast went, are they going to want to talk to us?
No, they're like, and unsubscribe.
Yeah, maybe we'll hang out if they enjoy talking about the jerseys that people wear. You can find me on Twitter at WTP Coach Dan. You can also find some of my old stuff, maybe someday some new stuff and some fantastic bobblehead news over at CapitalsOutsider.com. This is a Caps fan-run website devoted to the Washington Capitals. And as I said, they're bobbleheads as well. Brandon, are you going to go get that Holpe bobblehead?
No, because I'm probably going to a game a day or two before that for the St. Paddy's Day game. Have off that day, shocking enough, and I want to go and do one of those holiday packs.
Brandon, we all make mistakes.
Green beer is never a mistake.
Well, that's fair. As we know, based on, I think, a couple of interviews that we've done, I don't really like beer. But that's besides the point. Somehow, Brandon, that was Cavill's Outsider. Why don't you go ahead and tell us just a little bit about Brando Cash Entertainment.
That's right. Go to BrandoCash.com. Get all the information you're ever going to need about this podcast and all the other podcasts that we do here at Brando Cash Entertainment. Go to Facebook.com/WTP Podcast, 2 P's in that title, and follow us on Twitter at WhatThePuckPod.
You're going so fast, you forgot what you had to say.
I was trying to see how fast I could do it, but I really did screw that up.
Good night, everybody.
Nobody listens to this part anyway. I invited Ryan Drury on the show, and he didn't ask, didn't answer me. I know he doesn't listen.
Yeah, he's busy.
I'm just kidding.
Hockey games.
If let's put out a secret word of the show, and if you tweet to us, we will.
I did that at work one day. I send out like a staffing thing every day, and so in the middle of it, I put, "If you're actually reading this, you have to come in today and give me a high five." Everyone did it. I was so proud.
Oh, good for them. Good for them.
I was so proud. So proud of my staff.
Oh, man. All right. So go over to Twitter and like us at What the Puck Pod. Like us over there. Make sure you subscribe on iTunes. Listen to us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, Player.fm, Overcast, Google Play Music, and Satchel.
Satchel.
Share the show wherever you are social with your phone, on the web, on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, Tumblr, Instagram, Pinterest, Reddit. Wherever you're social on the web, say, "I'm a Caps fan, I listen to What the Puck, and you should too." I do want to apologize and also thank everybody for listening to us every single week. I don't know if you guys saw it or not, but we got hacked last week. And some crazy stuff came.
That's so funny.
Some crazy stuff came out of our website. And thank you for sticking with us. Thanks to Will for fixing
for fixing it
because Dan texted me. He's like, "Hey, dude, we got hacked." And I was like, "Oh, that's cool." And then I saw him like, "Oh no, we really did get hacked." And
it's like not a joke. It actually happened.
And some of it, it got into the stream on iTunes and stuff, and that was not great. But
funny though,
very funny. And but we got hacked last week, and I was like, I don't know if I should be like ashamed that it was that easy to hack, like the password or whatever, or if I should feel good that we are that big of a deal that we were worth hacking. But you know, whatever. Either way, we got hacked, and we apologize for that, and thanks for sticking with us. We know there's a lot of different options out there, so we're very happy that you guys stick with us and listen to the dumb things we say.
And there's a lot of it.
All right, so let's talk about who we're going to face coming up. So on Saturday...
No one, because they're on break.
That's true. On Saturday, February 18th, the Capitals are in Detroit up against those Red Wings. That game is at 2 o'clock. You can watch it locally on Comcast Sportsnet or nationally on the NHL Network. And then on Sunday, February 19th, the Capitals visit New York City up against the New York Rangers at the Garden. That game is at 12:30 p.m. in the afternoon.
Love doing accents on the show.
And then on Wednesday, February 22nd, Caps visit Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love, and that game is at 8 o'clock, NBC Sports, and that is Wednesday night, rivalry night, the night you love to hate for some reason.
No, I just hate to... Yeah, I do love to hate it because it's stupid.
But Caps, Flyers, did I say Phillies earlier?
I could play them too.
I don't know. I may have. I'm an idiot. But
take them all on.
Caps against Philadelphia.
Bring it on, Ryan Howard. Oh, wait, you don't have a team.
And that is on February 22nd. So big games coming up. Potentially two teams will face in the postseason. So that is some fun hockey to watch. So, guys, hopefully this helped you get through the bye week a little bit easier. We still got a couple little ways to go. But go back, watch some fun YouTube videos of Ovi scoring. Watch the hot stick celebration. Watch our old podcast from 2 years ago at FanFest. That's something else we can do. Tie Jovan to the capture back. But that's it for the show this week. Thank you so much for listening to What the Puck. Everybody, say it loud, say it proud. Let's go, Caps.
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by DJ Wolfman. Voiceover by Sarah Jacks. For more information, go to brandocash.com.